Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Zayin in Maseches Megillah. It's been a while since I've learned with you. Here in Eretz Yisrael, things are definitely not regular. I would describe my emotion as a mixture of a sense of miracles as well as real worry. Just yesterday that I was picking my wife up at the airport, and literally she said as she was walking out of the terminal in Ben Gurion, the sirens went off. I was on the road with the children. We pulled over the car at the side of the road and we huddled by a barrier. And then we heard two loud pops right above us. And there it was. The missiles that were sent to hit us coming out of the airport, driving on the highway, sitting in our homes, miraculously were Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shluchim, the soldiers and the technicians of the army. I really felt like I was looking up at the Anane HaKavod. At the same time, of course, we're full with worry because now many of our young men have gone into the terrorist den to try to uproot the terror that is around us. And Mirtz Hashem, we're probably going to stop in the middle of learning the Yomud because there'll be Tehillim at 1 o'clock here in the afternoon in one of the big Bate Midrashim in Ramat Beit Shemesh. We're going to pick up on Vav Amud Beis, beginning with the Mishnah about the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, and the halachos of one who reads the Megillah on Adar Rishon, when it turns out that there is as well an Adar Sheni. And that discussion of many of those halachos will take us through to the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara will get involved. Different questions about the status of Megillas Esther, the Megillah itself, particularly in regards to Chazal have an expression that the Kisvei Yad are Mitame Es HaYadayim, so we'll discuss that, and we'll discuss the status of Megillas Esther being Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. And the Gemara on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, Zayin Amud Beis, will discuss Matanos Levyonim and Mishloach Manos, particularly also when there are two Adars, and the famous line of Chai Vinish Levesume Bipuraya, with the famous story of the Amoraim drinking on Purim, take place on Zayin Amud Beis till that next Mishnah of the next Ein Bein. These Mishnayos are the Mishnayos of Ein Bein, which begins with our Mishnah, as we're about to see. Karu es haMegillah ba'Adar Rishon. If the Megillah was read on the first Adar, v'nis arba hashana, and it Chazal decided, the rabbis of that time decided to add another Adar. It's not like today when they had a Luach, when we have a Luach, but rather they would decide that Pesach was coming out too early in the year and add an extra month. So Karnos of Adar Sheni. So then in such a case, even though you read in the first Adar, if they made a second Adar, so then you read the Megillah in Adar Sheni. Ein ben Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, Ela Kriyas HaMegillah Umatonos Levyon. The only difference between the first and second Adar is Kriyas HaMegillah Umatonos Levyonim. What that means is the following, that even though the halacha is that you must read the Megillah on the second Adar and not the first, the Gemara is going to give us the reason for that shortly on the bottom of our Amud, and reading in the first is not acceptable. However, Mishloach Manos, Seuda, and so on, you could be Yotze in the first Adar. Matanas Lavyonim also, the Gemara will give us the reason as well, needs to be done in the second Adar. Deduces the Gemara, Halinyan, say their parshios zevezeh shavim. When did we say that there is a difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, that if you did it in the first Adar, you need to do it again in Adar Sheni? That's regards to Mikru Megillah Matanos Avyonim. But the four parshios that we read, starting with Parsha Shkolim, the special parshios that we have that begin in Adar leading up to Parsha Sechodesh and Nisan, so those parshios, if you read in the first Adar, that would be acceptable. Mani Mas Nisim. If that is so, then who does our Mishnah work in accordance? If our Mishnah seems to be assuming that you could read the Dal Parshios in the first Adar and be Yotze, you don't need to read in the second Adar, who's that going to work with? Points out the Gemara, Lo Tanakamu, Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shpag. It doesn't fit with either of these three Tanoim, including Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The signs we learned in a Braisa, Karu Es HaMegillah Ba'Adar Rishon. If the Megillah was read in the first Adar, it is Arbra Hashana, and they added another month, Karin Oisa Ba'Adar Hasheni. Then you have to read it again Why? The Braisa says, not like our mission, Shekol mitzvahs shenoigais b'sheni, noigais b'rishon, chutz mi mikra megillah. You could fulfill any mitzvah that normally applies in Adar in the first month, just like the second month. You don't need to do it in the second month, except for Mikra Megillah. The Gemara later on is going to point out that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says also Matanis Levyonim. Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi, Omer, Ein Karnos Abadar Hasheni, Shekol HaMitzvah, Shenogos B'Shein, Nogos B'Rishon. Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi holds that you're not supposed to do the mitzvos of Adar in the second Adar, but rather, you're supposed to do it in the first Adar. In conceptual terms, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi holds that the primary Adar is really the first Adar. The second Adar is just an addition, but it's not the primary Adar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amr Shum Rabbi Yossi, Af Koronosa Ba'adar Hasheni. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the name Rabbi Yossi, that you could read the Megillah in the second month. The Gemara in a moment is going to ask, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama? Shekol mitzvah shenogos b'sheni, einogos b'rishon. Not only could you, but you have to. Because whatever mitzvahs you have in the second month don't apply in the first month. V'shavin, then the Gemara adds, all agree, behesped u'betayin shesurim b'zebzeb. Everybody agrees that Yudalit and Tesvav, both of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, cannot have hesped and tainus. The Gemara asks the question we alluded to before. Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama, what's the difference between Rashbag, the third Shita, and the Tanakama? The Tanakama says that you need to read in the second Adar of the Megillah. So too, Shimon Gamliel holds that way. Amar of Papa Seder Parshis Ika Beinai. The Tanakama saw Vad Lechatchil B'Sheni. The difference between them is that when it comes to the four Parshios, the Tanakama holds that you should do it Lechatchila in the second Adar. Vi Avod Berishon Avod. And if you did in the first, you'll be Yotze. Bar mi Mikra Megillah. But Mikra Megillah is different than that. The Afagav, the Korah B'Rishon, Korah B'Sheni. So the only thing that, if you will, is Ma'akev, that means that if you do it in the Rishon, you're not Yotze, and you must do it again in the Sheni, is Mikra Megillah. But Parshios not. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Savar Afilu Mikra Megillah, Lechatchila B'Rishon. Lazar Rabbi Yossi holds that even Mikra Megillah is supposed to be done in the first Adar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Savar, Afil Seder Parshios, Ikor B'Rishon, Kor B'Shein. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you're only Yotze the Seder Parshios in the second Adar, and even if you did in the first Adar, you have to do it again. Analyzes the Gemara Mani. So who is our Mishnah working in accordance with? E Tanakama. If it's going like the Tanakama, Kasha Matanos. Tanakama says that only Mikra Megillah needs to be done in Adar Sheni. Our Mishnah said also Matanos Levyon. The last two words in our Mishnah. E Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yaisi. If our Mishnah is consistent with Lezer Rabbi Yaisi, Kasha Nami Mikra Megillah, then Mikra Megillah is also going to be difficult. Because our Mishnah says that you do Mikra Megillah in the second month, along with Matanos of Yom. Belosav Rabbi Yossi says you do everything in the first Adar. E Rav Shimon Gamliel, the last opinion, Kasha Seder Parshios. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you have to do the four Parshios in the second Adar, not the first Adar. It's not enough if you did in the first Adar. And our Mishnah makes no mention of that. So who's our Mishnah in accordance with? Says Gemara La'olam Tanakama. Really, our Mishnah is consistent with the Tanakama. V'tana Mikra Megillah V'huadim Matanos of Yom. The Braisa that said that the Tanakama is of the opinion that you do Mikra Megillah again in the second Adar meant to include with it Matanos Levyonim. Why? But didn't it only say Mikra Megillah and there's no mention of Matanos Levyonim? Daha Baha Talia, because Mikra Megillah and Matanos Levyonim are directly connected to each other. Now that is very, very interesting expression, that Mikra Megillah is directly connected specifically to Matanos Levyonim. You might hear a little bit in the background right now, and that is the speakers announcing for Tehillim in about 45 minutes from now at 1 o'clock at the Batei Midrashim. It's been an announcement from many Rabbanim in Bnei Brak, including Rav Steinman and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, to daven on behalf of the soldiers that are going into Gaza right now. Nachzor l'inyanenu, let's go back to our Gemara. Daha Baha Talya, Matanos Levyonim, is directly connected to Mikra Megillah. The Rosh Hashanah explains that this is based on the last line, on Dalet Amud Beis, Mipnei She'eneim Shel Aniyim Nesuos B'Mikra Megillah, that the Aniyim look forward to Mikra Megillah, because they're going to get Matanos Levyonim. I've always wondered if there's something deeper than that that's a vowel, but for our Daf Yomi Pshat, definitely the Rosh Hashanah's Mahalach is the way to go. V'ibay Seim the Gemara continues, La'olam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Really, we're following Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Masnisen Chesurei Mechsra. And there's actually something missing in our Mishnah. V'hachi Ketani. And this is what our Mishnah should say. Ein bein arba'a asar sheba'adar rishon l'yudalit sheba'adar asheni el mikra Megillah umatanas. Notice the different description or expression in this presentation of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that we have in front of us is that there is no difference. If that's so, so then you could infer, but say they're parshios, you could be yotze in the first Adar. However, according to this tradition, our Mishnah says the following. There is no difference between the 14th of Adar Rishon. We're talking specifically in regards to Purim. Ein bein arba asar sheba'adar rishon yudal sheba'adar sheni. But in regards to the Seder Parshios, or other halachos of Adar, v'ilu Seder Parshios lo mairi. But we're not talking about the Seder Parshios. So then, if you add the words ein bein arba asar sheba'adar rishon, so then you could very well say that when it comes to Seder Parshios, then you need to do it specifically in the second Adar. And the fact that Mishnah didn't mention that is because Mishnah was talking about the 14th of Adar. Amar b'chia barav, amar Rabbi Yochanan halach grib shimim gamliel. Shamar mishum Rabbi Yosef, amar Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like grib shimim gamliel that the Parshios also need to be done in the second Adar, as was described by Rabbi Yosef. And all of the opinions over here that were mentioned above are revolving around how you read one pasuk. Pasuk says in regards to Mikra Megillah, L'kayim aleim liyos asam es yimei es yoyim, arba asar chodesh adar ves yoyim chamisha asar boy b'chol shana v'shana. They would do it every year. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosisar b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana adar hasamach l'shvat. Blazer Rabbi Yossi, the middle opinion says that just like Adar is always next to Shvat, Afkan Adar San Shvat, that's what the emphasis is like every year, that when you have a double Adar, so then you follow every year and Adar is next to Shvat. Glass is half full, glass is half empty. You could also look at it as differently. You could focus on the fact that Adar is next to Nisan. Afkan Adar Asamach LeNisan. So too here, Adar is next to Nisan. Says Gemara Bishlam, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, Mistaber Taima. It's logical, according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, that the rationale is the Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs, that you're not allowed to skip over mitzvahs. In other words, Adar comes, Adar Rishon comes, that's when you do the mitzvah. El Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my Taima. What is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's rationale to connect it specifically to Nisan? Again, glass is half full, half empty. You could darshan that it's supposed to be samach to Shvat. You could darshan it needs to be samach to Nisan. Now, when it comes to being samach to Adar to Shvat, I understand that's because of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs. First Adar comes, you don't pass over the opportunity to do mitzvahs. No pun intended, Passover, because Passover is coming the next month. But what's the reason to wait for the month that is closer to Passover? Amar Rabbi Tavi, time of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, mismach geula legeula adif. It's better to put the geula of Purim next to Passover. So we pass over Adar Rishon in order to put Mikra Megillah to be somech, to put next to one geula to the next. So the geula of Purim causes us to pass over Adar Rishon so that it should be close to the geula of Passover. Rabbi Lazar, I'm at time to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Me'achar. Rabbi Lazar says the rationale of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is from this source. D'chsiv l'kayim es yigeres ha-purim hazois ha-shenis. That it says, the Pasuk says, Tichtov eser ha-malka vasa v'chal mordecha yehudi is kol toikif l'kayim es yigeres ha-purim hazois ha-shenis. The Pasuk tells us that they commanded that the Purim be fulfilled ha-shenis. Now the simple reading of the Pasuk is that Purim should be celebrated not only its first year of the miracle, but even in second year, and so on. However, Chazal here are darshaning, according to Rashi, last Rashi on the Yomud, Hashenis as being the second month. What being the second month of Adar? And we need to darshan b'chol shana v'shana, that just like every year you have the geula of Purim next to the Geula of Nisan, so too you're supposed to wait for a second Adar to put the Geula of Purim next to the Geula of Nisan, as well as learn from the Pasuk Kashen. It says, Gemara, top line, Zayin Amid Alf, Yitzuch Amit B'chol Shan Shan, Di'im Mi B'chol Shan V'shan, if you would only have the Pasuk telling you that you need the Geula of Adar next to the Geula of Nisan, which means that you read the Megillah in the second Adar. Havamina, I would have thought Ki Kushan, then I would have thought like the assumption of the question, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos, and therefore you should do it in Adar Rishon. Kamashal and Ashenis, that's why we need the reference of Ashenis. So then why don't we have Ashenis? V'yashmin Ashenis, why don't we just have that, and there's no need for B'chol Shan Rishana. Havamina, I would have thought B'tchila B'rishon U'B'shen. Maybe the Pasuk is not telling you that you should read it specifically in the second Adar, but lichatchila you're supposed to do it both in the first and the second. Kamash Malon, B'chol Shana V'shana, B'chol Shana V'shana is telling you that you're supposed to do it specifically in one of them. Every year in one of those months, and which month is that? It is the second month that we learn from Hashemis. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yossi, Hay Hashenis my Avidle. Was Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yossi, who holds that you do everything during Adar Rishon, what is he used the pasuk of Shenis for? Mibay Lech Rebbe Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Dam Rebbe Shmuel Bar Yehuda, B'tchila Kavu B'Shushan, Ulubsof B'Chal Ha'olam Kula. Rebbe Shmuel Bar Yehuda understands that originally, the original institution of Purim was a miracle that was supposed to be done in Shushan. It could very well be based on the idea that the place that there is a miracle, there you're supposed to make it into a Yom Tov, as we find in Megillas Tainus. And then in the end they decided, no, this is not a Yom Tov like Megillas Tainus, where that particular city has a Yom Tov, but rather it's a Yom Tov for the entire world. Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Sholcha Lahem Eser L'Chacham. On this topic, about how to define what the status of the miracle of Purim will be vis-a-vis a Yom Tov, so Esther sent to Chacham, Kavuni L'Doiris. I would like that you institute this day as a Yom Tov so that my story, the miracle of Purim, will stick around for generations. Sholchu la, they sent back to her, Kina atma oreris aleinu l'ben ha'umos. What's going to happen is it will recall jealousy amongst the nations against us. Rashi explains on the third line from the top, something that's on the mind of many, particularly as well during this period, where we're simply trying to defend ourselves. Yet, because of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made for us, there is a disproportion of fatalities, which is predominantly on the other side. And the story of Purim and the story of our struggle against our enemies, the Geulos of Vihisha Amda, etc., repeat itself over and over and over again. And that is that as we try to defend ourselves and survive, that is ma'orer, jealousies from the nations. Rashi explains three lines from the top, Shiyomer Umos, Shanu Smechim, Lahaskir Ma'apalos, and that we are rejoicing in their downfall. So, says the Chacham, and we are concerned about them. Sholcho Lahem, Kvar Ksuva Ani Al Divrei Hayomim, La'malchei Modei Uparas. Malchei Modei Uparas have already recognized the specialness of this miracle, and therefore, you don't have to worry on some level of Kina hamaoreres aleinu lebein haumas. Then it's this in of itself requires a lot of thought about the relationship between being kovea ledoros and whether the nations have recognized this as a miracle. Rav v'Rav Chanina v'Rav Yochanan v'Rav Chaviva masnu b'kulo seder moed kol ki aizuga alufi Rav Yochanan mal Rav Yonasan. We often see these two couples of Amoraim. And the Gemara now adds and says, and when it mentions these four, and Rabbi Yochanan is amongst them, take out Rabbi Yochanan, Uma'ayil Rabbi Yonasan, and put Rabbi Yonasan's name in that place. And of these two sets of chavrusas, if you will, shoch, they learn the following, Shoch la'meser chacham kesrun l'daros, Shoch ala haloka safti l'cha shlishim. Your story has already been made reference to three times already in our Torah. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi Shlishim. B'shloshim mekomos yeshalom lahaskir milchemes Amalek. We have a tradition, we're supposed to mention our struggle against Amalek in three places. B'sefer ve'elu shemos, we mentioned it once. U'b'mishnah Torah in Devarim. U'b'sefer shmuah. V'zeh shamer shlomo, and the reference to three times specifically is by Shlomo HaMelech,
V'zeh she'amar, continues Rashi, Shlomo b'davar she'shishalti iyat rishoy l'arvo. The thing that I mentioned already three times, you're only supposed to mention three and not four. Shlishim v'lo revam. This is a pasuk in Mishlei that the Gemara is making reference to. Haloi kasafti l'cha shileishim. That I wrote to you that you're supposed to do it shalishim, three times. The pasuk concludes, b'mo'etzes v'da'as. And Chazal Darshan, that this is talking specifically to mentioning the struggle with Amalek, supposed to mention three times and not four. Ad, so the Chacham did not accept this suggestion. This is the tradition of Rav Chanin, Rav Yonasan, and Rav Chaviva. Then they found a pasuk. Shematzal Mikra. They found the pasuk. It says, Kasa b'teira k'sav zay zikaroim b'sefer. You shall write this in the sefer. K'sav. What does it mean? K'sav zayis. Mashakasav kanu Mishnah Torah. Whatever is written here and in the Mishnah Torah and in Devarim. Mashakasav kan is Mechias Amalek. So Zikaron is referring to Mashakasav b'Nevim. B'sefer, what sefer referring to? Mashakasav b'Megillah. That there is another reference to the struggle with Amalek, and that is the story of the Megillah. Kitanoi, and this has already been discussed as a Machlokes Tanoim. K'soy Zois. When the Pasuk says, in Shmos, Vayoymer Hashem al Moshe, K'soy Zois Zikaron b'sefer v'simne b'azna Yeshua, Macho, Emche Ezecher Amalek. So the Zois is referring to Mashakasav Kat, what's written in Shmois, the first time that we have Machay Emche Zechar Malik. Zikare Mashikasa, but Mishneh Torah, that's referring to Devarim. We call Parsha Zachar. B'sefer Mashikasa b'Nevi'im, and Sefer is referring to Nevi'im. Div Rebbe Yeshua, that's how Rebbe Yeshua understands the reference of Ksav Zayis Zikareim B'Sefer. Rebbe Lazar Medea Aymar, like we mentioned before, that's a reference to Megillas Esther. K'soiv zayis, mashikas ka, Mishneh Torah. Zikara, mashikas anvim. B'sefer, mashikas av b'megillah. That is a reference to writing the Megillah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Esther, ein metames yedayim. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Megillas Esther is not metame yedayim. Analyzes the Gemara. Rememra, are we going to say to Shavu Shmuel that Shmuel holds Esther la beruach hakodesh nemra, that Esther was not Beruach HaKodesh. Now what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is making reference to is a sugya that we learned in Maseches Shabbos, on Daf Yudalit Amar Aleph, and that is that Chazal made a takana that Kisvei Kodesh, when you touch them, ironically, that makes your hands tame. Why in the world did they do that? Sifrei Kodesh are Kodesh. Why did it come along with Tumah? So fascinating thing. In those days, people tried to protect Truma, fruits with Truma, by putting them in the same ark, in the same boxes with Sifrei Kodesh. And the mice were coming along and eating the Sifrei Kodesh. So in order to stop people from putting these Dvarim Shebekdusha next to Kisvei Kodesh, ironically they said, Kisvei Kodesh are Mitamei Es Hayadayim. So says Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Esther is not included in that. Why does Shmuel assume that? Analyze the Gemara on the last narrow line. Are we going to say the member of the Sefer Shmuel Esther la Beruach HaKodesh Nemra? That it wasn't written Beruach HaKodesh? V'Amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel teach Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra? That Esther was based on the sayings of Ruach HaKodesh. And says the Gemara, Nemra Likros, it was said Beruach HaKodesh, however, V'lo Nemra Likhtov, it wasn't said to be written. Asks the Gemara, is there such an opinion that holds that Esther is not Metamei Yodayim? Meisivet, Rebbe Meir Omer, Koheles ain't Metamis Yadayim. There is an opinion of Rebbe Meir who holds that Koheles is not Metamis Yadayim. Machlokes b'Shir HaShirim, and there was a Machlokes amongst the Rabbanim about Shir HaShirim. That was Rebbe Meir's position. Rebbe Yosi Omer, Shir HaShirim Metamis Yadayim. Rebbe Yosi says it was no Machlokes, Shir HaShirim is Metamis Yadayim. Machlokes b'Koheles, and there was once a disagreement in regards to Koheles. Rebbe Shimon Omer, the third opinion of Rebbe Shimon, Koheles Mikule Beisham and Chumre Beis Hillel. Koheles falls into the category that is listed in Maseches Idios, and that is Beishamay is lenient and Beis Hillel is stringent. Aval Rus v'Shir HaShirim v'Esther Mitamei Yadayim. But everybody agrees that Rus Shir HaShirim v'Esther are Mitamei Yadayim. So what do we see? There is no opinion amongst Rameh, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that. So which position of the Tanoim is Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel following? That doesn't seem anybody holds that Esther would not be Mitamei Yadayim. Who Damar Rabbi Yoshua? He's following the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yoshua is a reference to the Shita that we learned above, that understands the pasuk Ksav Zayis Zikarayim BaSefer, that there is no reference to Megillah as being accepted to be written down. Particularly when we say Megillah here, we mean Megillas Esther, but rather it was only supposed to be, Rashi explains in the end of Divrei Maskil Hu, to be said Baal Peh. But there wouldn't be a status of Sefer Kodesh when it comes to Esther. Period. Koheles is not Metami Yadayim according to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, because it is the wisdom of Shleima. And Rashi adds, Rashi doesn't spell this out, the Farshim adds that when it comes to Shleima, Shleima was not the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu per se. It's the Chachma Shleima, not the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many things for sure are, but it's not considered as if the Ruach HaKodesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amru lo, they respond to Rav Shimon Menasya, Chizu Bavad, V'aloi Kvar Nemar, doesn't the Pasuk say, V'yidaber Shleishes Alofim Moshel, Shlomo HaMelech actually said 3,000 Mushalim, and the inference being that he himself said 3,000 Mushalim. But those things that were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did write down. The things that were his own, he didn't. But those things that came by Ruach HaKodesh, he did. Va'omer, and the Pasuk also says in Mishlei, Al Tosif El Devarav, that you shouldn't add to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that he didn't add to the Ruach HaKodesh to what he had written down. The Gemara now analyzes why we need two psukim to prove that Koheles was Ruach HaKodesh. Asks the Gemara, Mai va'omer, what does it mean, va'omer? V'chi teima, and if you're going to say, Meimer tuva omer, di by ichtav, di by loikasav, that there were things that he could have written, or things that he didn't have to write. In other words, some of his own Mishalim he did write, some of his own Mishalim he did not write, and therefore it's not entirely, Koheles is not entirely Ruach HaKodesh, it's also Shlomo's own Mishalim, Tashma al Taisiv al Devarav. That's why we need the other pasuk to say, no, he didn't add anything at all. Tanya, the Gemara continues 10 lines before the wide, where it gets entirely wide, about 15 lines from the bottom. Esther, the Gemara seems to be concluding over here, was said Ruach HaKodesh, Shenemar, because the Megillah testifies to things that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu would know. For example, Vayomer Haman Beliboy, what Haman said in his heart. Rabbi Akiva Amar Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. Another proof is Rabbi Akiva's Vatiyas and Noises Chaim Beinei Kol Ro'ea, something that only someone from above could testify about, that everybody that Esther encountered with, how does one person know all of one another person's encounters, and not with them all the time? Must be it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rameir Amar Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemar Vayivoda Hadover LeMordechai. Someone from above is testifying that the matter became known to Mordechai about Bigson and Seresh. Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus Amar Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemar, Shenemar Uvabiza Loy Shocha Es Yadam, that the Megillah testifies, if you will, that no one took any booty from all of the wars connected to the Sonei HaYehudim. How could an assertion be made? It must be only HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifies that. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, if I was there when the Tanoim were giving proofs that Esther was written Beruach HaKadosh, I would have brought another proof. Shenemar Kimu V'Kibu. The Pasuk says, they fulfilled and they accepted. And we have a famous drasha. Kimu lemala masha kiblu mata, that they fulfilled above, they confirmed above what they had decided to do below, to make Purim into Yom Tov. Who could testify what happened upstairs? Must be it was written Beruach HaKadosh. Amar Rav Lekula Islu Pircha. We have a question on all of the above. Raiz Levar Mishmud Les Lehu Pircha. Except for Shmuel's proof. The Rebbe Lazar Svaruhu Delo Havi Inish Techashiv Lemalka Kavasei. There is no one as important as Haman. So it's only logical that Haman was thinking that it was in reference to him. V'haiki kamapish tuva v'amar. This that Haman suggested to give so much honor to that person
who the king wanted to give must be that he was thinking for himself. So it was just a svar. So it's only logical to infer that Haman thought that he was referring to himself. An inference. To Rabbi Akiva, the proof of Rabbi Akiva, that the pasuk says that she found everybody, that she found favor in everybody's eyes. Dumar Rabbi Lazar, maybe he, Rabbi Akiva, was based on another teaching of Rabbi Lazar. The Amar Melamed Shekol Echad VeEchad Nidmasalo KeUmasa, that everybody thought that Esther was part of their nation, and that's why she found favor in everybody's eyes. But you don't need to know that 100%, just to know that in general people thought that she was theirs. So then in such a case, then we could say on our own without Ruach HaKodesh that she was Noses Chesed in front of everybody. Noses Chesed Chain, excuse me, Noses Chain B'chol Ro'el. Vada Rabbi Meir, what about Rabbi Meir's proof that says Vayivada Adav L'Mordechai? Dilma could Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, the Amar Bigson and Seresh Shnei Tarshayim Hayu, that Bigson and Seresh were from the people of Tarsi, and Mordechai was from the Sanhedrin, and he knew all languages. So therefore, that's how Mordechai found out. Not, and there's no way need to say it's Baruch HaKodesh, Al Derech HaTeva, because Mordechai knew all languages, it's logical, Vayivada HaDava. Vada Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus, what about Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus' proof that it was Baruch HaKodesh? Because the Megillah testifies v'abiza lo shochlis yadam, that must be known only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who could testify that? Dilma pristike shader. Maybe they sent out messengers to check out what was going on. But to Shmuel, vadei lesle pircha. When it comes to Shmuel, there certainly is no question. Shmuel's proof, who says that we learn from kimu lemala masha kiblu lemata, that it testifies that they upstairs accepted Purim as a Yom Tov, that does not have a question. It's now 1 o'clock here in Eretz Yisrael in the afternoon. We're going to stop over here with Zayin Amar Alfa because of the Atzeres Tefillah for our brothers who are going into Gaza now to uproot the terrorist cells that have attempted to undermine the Yishuv here in Eretz Yisrael. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect Klal Yisrael and Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, in our very, very special country. This concludes Zayin Amud Aleph. Really start from the bottom of Vav Amud Beis and Maseches Megillah. I hope Erev Shabbos as well to finish off Dav Zayin Amud Beis. We continue the Gemara five lines from the bottom on Zayin Amud Aleph after the Atzeres Tefillah in Friday afternoon here in our Seinu HaKadosh. Amara Vina, Hainu Damri Inshi, Tova Chada Palpulosa Charifta Mimalei Tzini Kari. That people say, in regards to the fact that we learned that we accepted Shmuel's drasha and all the others had kashas, that sometimes a small pepper, which is sharp, people prefer that over a basket of bland gourds. In other words, Shmuel, who was possibly even smaller, according to Aruch, this is the Aruch's explanation, than the other Tanaim, people prefer his sharp drasha than the drashas that we had questions above. Rav Yosef Amar Mehachav, Yimei HaPurim Ha'ela lo yavru mitoch HaYehudim. We learn out from the fact that the Pasuk says that these days of Purim will not be removed from the Jews. In other words, the Megillah testifies about the future. Isn't that amazing? That it's been testified lo yavru mitoch HaYehudim and still around with us to this day. Must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is its source. This is actually an approach of some who try to convince, I don't like the word proof, but some find, I've heard this from a famous speaker who tries to speak to secular audiences here in Israel, Rabbi Neugershal, that he tries to find places in Tanakh, again, I don't know if they really qualify as proofs, but he does point places to Tanakh where it's striking, where the Tanakh says what the future will be, and that's exactly what has happened. Here too as well, this is a proof that was written by Beruach HaKodesh, says Rav Yosef, because HaKodesh Baruch Hu says what the future is going to be, and sure enough, that's what it's been. Purim is one of the most central holidays of the Jewish calendar amongst religious Jews. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Uzcharam lo yasuf mizaram, and its memory will not be forgotten. Again, the same idea, proving that the Megillah was written Ruach HaKadosh. We learned in our Mishnah Matanas Lav Yoinim that we learned that when it comes to the mitzvah of giving money to the poor on Purim, you have to do that on the second Adar. Even if you did it in the first, it's not enough. Tana Rav Yosef, taught to Mishloach Manos Shoreiyu. In regards to mitzvah Mishloach Manos, Shtei Manos Leish Echad, that you give two food items to one person. That's the few mitzvah Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu. Of course, everybody points this out, but it needs to be emphasized. We see that Mishloach Manos is not this elaborate network where people feel the obligation to send food to everybody. The Chiyuv is Shtei Manos L'Ish Echad. Of course, to be Marbe Mishloach Manos would be a very, very nice thing, but that is not part of the Iker Chiyuv. And it could very well be that if a person can do other mitzvos on the day, particularly Matanas of Yonim, that might be more preferable. And in many ways, we see it from the next line of the Gemara. Matanas of Yonim, Chiyuv of Matanas of Yonim, is to plural of Yonim. In contrast to Mishloach Manos, it says, Ish L'Re'eyu, man to his friend. So there's only a Chiyuv to do one Mishloach Manos. Here, there's a plural Chiyuv, which is Shtei Manos L'Shnei B'nei Yodim. Two presents to two different people. Two different presents to Anim, to two different Anim. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Ashadu L'Rabbi Oishia. Rabbi Yehuda the Nazi sent to Rabbi Oishia. Atma Digla Tlasa. That is the thigh, one of the best parts of the meat of a calf, which is the third calf that has been born to a mother. Somehow that is the order of birth affects the quality of the meat. The Aruch again here explains that the first calf, is the weakest, the second is stronger, and the third is an even stronger, and the meat is therefore better. V'garba d'chamra, as well as a barrel of wine. Shalach lei, so. V'oishia sent back to him, ki yamta banu rabbeinu mishloach manos rishveyu, u'matanas lavyonim. You fulfilled both the mitzvah of matanas lavyonim, as well as mishloach manos, because he was also poor. This is the girsa that we have in front of us in the Gemara. The Gra points out that Rashi takes out the words Matanas Levyonim. And therefore, according to Rashi and the Gra, the girsa should be Kiamta Ban Rabbeinu Mishloach Manos. You fulfill Shloach Manos by sending two items. It seems that Rashi would be bothered at the end of the day, can you be Mekayim Mishloach Manos and Matanas Levyonim in one full swoop. The Chura, the girsa in front of us, which Rashi changes, is a tremendous chiddush. If you're mekayim mishloach manos, then you're mekayim mishloach manos. If you're mekayim matanas avyonim, mekayim matanas avyonim, but not mishloach manos. Just interject with a quick story that I heard from Neven Sal Shlita, that Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal came from a poor home. His wife, if I'm not mistaken, her maiden name was Ruchamkin. His wife came from a more well-to-do home. Reb Shlomo Zalman got married on Purim. There are quite a few stories that are relevant to that phenomenon. One of them is that there was a Mishloach Manos that was sent back and forth from Rav Shlomo Zalman's family to his wife's family. And the Orbas, because they didn't have a lot, they really couldn't afford to even buy a Mishloach Manos for their Mechutanim. What happened was the Mechutanim sent a beautiful Mishloach Manos with a set of Rambams for Reb Shlomo Zalman. The Orbach family could not afford even to buy Mishloach Manos, for sure not to send back anything of substantive value. So legend has it that Reb Shlomo Zalman's mother, this is how I believe I heard it from Reb Neven Sal Shlita, rearranged the Mishloach Manos, and she sent the following note. She said, here is our return, Mishloach Manos. Va'al ha-Rambam, yesh kushia ve'ein teirutz. And on the Rambam, that's a question which we don't have an answer for. That's a famous expression that is used by the language of the Achronim, that the Rambam remains shver without a teretz. We don't have a response. We can't give you anything that reciprocates the Rambam that you've said to our son. On the other hand, they received in their family someone who was a living Yad HaChazaka. Let's continue two lines on top of Zayin Amabez. Rabba Shadar Lamari Bar Mar Bidei Abaye. Rabba sent in the hands of Abaye to Mari Bar Mar. Mola Taska. Taska is a basket of dates. paska de kashva, or precisely even a sack of dates, umali kosa de kimcha davshuna, as well as wheat that had become parched in an oven, and that was a very, very sweet delicacy that used to be eaten. Amale abaya hashta amar mar, icha klo malko lehavi dikulam mitzavore lo nachus. This is a fascinating expression, and that is the, we find this also in general society as well. The crude American way of describing it is new money. And literally that means, here in Chazal, that even if you have a farmer that became a king, the basket that he used to go with on top of his shoulders does not come down. In other words, you never a farmer remains a farmer, even if he becomes the king. The reference over here being that Rabba is sending to Mari Bar Mar very, very simple food. And once you, Rabba, are the Melech and the Rosh Pampadisa, one would have expected you to have sent something more Choshev. What happened? Hadar Shadalayihu, Mari sent back to Rabba Meshlach Maos, Melei Taksa de Zangvila, a sack full of spices of ginger, Umelei Kasa de Pelpelta Arika, and a cup full of peppers. Amar Abaye, to which Abaye said, Hashta Omar Mar. Now Rabba is going to comment, Ana Shadr Le Chulya, I sent him things, Chulya means sweet, V'iyu Shadr Le Churfa, and he's sending me back something that's sharp. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Ki nafki mi bei bar. When I went out from the house of Rabba, Hava Savana, I would be full. But when I came to the house of Mari to bring the Meshlach Manas, creevily they bring me to eat. So you see how fancy they were in Mari's house. 60 plates of 60 different types of foods. And I ate, she simply 60 pieces, ubishula basraisi, and the last dessert, have a karelet slay kedar. They would call it a food that was cooked in a pot without water, and it was quite sweet. Uboy lemeches sa basrei, because it was so sweet, you had to eat another, you had to chew on something else in order that the sweetness be dulled. Amar Abaye haynu darmiyinshi, and that Abaye says, this is what people say, kofin anya velo yodea. A poor person is hungry and he doesn't know how hungry he is. I thought that I was full when I left Rabba's house, but I didn't realize, because things at Rabba's house were so simple, I didn't realize how hungry I was. Inami, or else, another reason that I ate so much, Ravcha Livisima Shchiach, that there's always room for more good food. When the Yetzahara sees more good food, so then there's always room for it. Obviously, Abaye did it al pi madrigaso. The Gemara continues, tells us one more anecdote about Meshlach Manos, and then the important part about drinking on Purim. Abba bar oven, Reb Chanina bar oven, michlefesu desayu lahadodi. They even fulfilled Meshlach Manos by exchanging meals with each other. Now, there are different explanations in the Rishonim what exactly that means. Rashi says that michlefesu desayu, they would invite each other for Seudas Purim, and that was enough to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Mishloach Manos. Ran gives a different pshat, and he says it would send this food back and forth, very similar with a story that I said from Reb Shlomo Zalman's family, that they sent back the Mishloach Manos. From here, according to Ran, you see that you could do that. If somebody sends a Mishloach Manos, everybody's wife has different ways of disguising that you're really sending back the same food. Everything's all in the packaging, right? And here in Israel, there's an expression, Oto Giveret Bitzura Acheret, the same thing packaged differently. That's what the Ran says, that you could do that. The Taz raises an interesting problem in Tafresh Sadihe Sivkot and Hey. At the end of the day, fine, the host could be Mekayim Meshlach Manos, but what about the visitor? So Taz says, Eina Chanami, this was only a solution for the host to fulfill Meshlach Manos, but not for the visitor, which could very well mean then that according to the Taz, if you have a mind and you invite somebody for Purim, and he eats two tavshilim, you could fulfill the mitzvah mishloach manos according to the Taz. Famous Gemara, my Rav Mechayvin Shluvisume bepuraya de lo yada. A person has a chiyuv to drink wine until lo yada bein orer haman lebaruch Mordechai. Notice, I didn't translate exactly what that means. What does it mean? Ad lo yada bein orer haman lebaruch Mordechai. The simple pshat is that he's so drunk that he can't tell the difference between the two. The Eshkol is quoted in those. The Hadar Gemara says, having an interesting take, that they had a song, you know the song, probably, Shoshanas Yaakov, where they used to sing Baruch Mardechai and Arur Haman. Now, in those days, the song was a relatively new song, and it was more likely for a person to mix up the lyrics of Baruch Haman or Baruch. Did that just happen? I just say Baruch Haman? I haven't been drinking. You see, I'm not sure what to make of that slip-up. Could be there's less of a Yishuv Adas Bizman HaMilchama, or it could be that I was getting so involved with the Halacha. But either way, if someone mixes up, let's get it right, Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman, the Eshkol says it's because he's mixing up the lyrics. The simple reading of the Gemara is that he just is no longer thinking straight, and he can't differentiate between Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman. There is a famous discussion, of course, amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim, whether it's ad lo yada, ad v'ad bichlal, or it's up until the point. I always think that the Sfas Emes is Mahalach, in terms of Avodas Hashem, makes the most sense to me. This is found in the Sfas Emes on Shas, if I'm not mistaken, on our daf, right here, on Zayin Amabez, where Sfas Emes says that our Gemara is saying, Mechayiv inish l'vesumei bepuraya, there is a chiyuv for a person to drink, up until he reaches the point where he wouldn't be able to differentiate ad lo yada bein arur haman levaruch Mordechai. But it's not a goal. It's a chiyuv to drink. Why is there a chiyuv to drink? Because the Nes of Purim came about through wine. Al pi hashkafa, we have shiurim on this on Purim. The idea is nichnas yayin yatzah sod. The secret of Klal Yisrael is to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what the rest of the world views as a vice. Our enemies that we're fighting right now don't drink wine. And the reason they don't drink wine is because of their skewed perspective of religion. Their religion is fanatical. It's an all-or-nothing type of religion. And the whole idea of looking at the world and materialism as something that can be sanctified, that's something that is the secret of Klal Yisrael. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod, I heard once the name of Reb Tatz, is that the Sod of Klal Yisrael is the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yayin. That very well might be the mitzvah, and not necessarily is it a goal. The Gemara now, though, describes in a case where people did get out of hand on Purim. Rabba Rav Zera Avdu Sudasa Purim Bahadi Adadi. Rabba and Rav Zera did have Sudas Purim together. Ivsim, they got drunk. Notice, the Gemara doesn't say they were Mekayim the Mitzvah. Just says that they got drunk. Kom Rabba Shachter the Rabbi Zera. Rabba got up and he literally, there are different takes amongst the Rishonim on this Gemara, but he killed Rabbi Zera. The Machar Boy Rachmei V'Achye. The next day, he asked for Rachmanos that Rabbi Zera should be alive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Achye. He made him alive. Lashana, the next year, Amar Lei, Nesi Marvin Avid Sudasa Purim Bahadi Adadi. Rabba again invited Reb Zera. Amar Lei, Lo Bechol Shaita Vishaita Misrachish Nisa. And miracle doesn't happen all the time, says Reb Zera. I'm scared you're going to kill me again, and I'm not going to return to life through a miracle. There is a very famous Rabbeinu Ephraim that's quoted in the Chidushe Haran that Rabbeinu Ephraim says that from our Gemara, the Hemshecha Gemara, we see that we don't paskin like this Shita of Chayiv Inish Levesume to the point that they become entirely drunk. And that's what the Gemara is bringing out when the Gemara quotes the story with Rabba right after the expression of Rava, Mechayiv Inish Levesume Bepuraya. In Rabbeinu Ephraim's words, Idchele Memra de Rava. It's to bring out that the teaching of Rava was rejected. And therefore, there would be no chiyuv of Levesume Bepuraya ad lo yada. The Gemara continues. Amar Rava, Su'udas Purim Shachla Belaila lo yatsu dechavasi. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Su'uda
that is mentioned in the Megillah at night, my taima, because it says he may mishtav simcha. Days of mishta and simcha is supposed to be done during the day. He may mishtav simcha ksiv. Ravashi have Yosef kamei durav kana. Some have the girsa of ameimar naga. It got late v'lo asur rabbanan, and the people did not come to the shir on Purim. This story took place on Purim. Amar lei my taima lo asur rabbanan. Why have they not come to learn? Can you imagine? They used to have regular shir. Dilma tarid b'su'udas Purim. Maybe it was suggested, Rav Kahana suggests to Rav Ashi, you're going to say it's because they are busy with su'udas Purim? Amalei, Rav Kahana's responded. I might have misspoke before. It was Rav Ashi who suggested to justify, to make Rav Kahana feel better, that the reason why they didn't come is because they're busy with su'udas Purim. Says Rav Kahana back, that's not an excuse. V'lo avin mefsher l'michle b'orta, they could have made the suda at night. Amalei Rav Ashi responded, lo shmei l'mar, hod amar Rav, suda spurim shachal b'layla yotzdei chavasa. Didn't you hear that Rav had said, the suda spurim, you're not yotzei at night? Amalei, Rav Kahana said, amar Rav hachi, we're going to go with this girsa. Did Rav say such a thing? Amalei, Rav Ashi said, yes, he did such a thing, did say that. In other words, it seems that Rav Kahana was unaware of this teaching, or a Meimar, depending on your girsa. Tana minei arba bon zimnin, v'damalei kemad manach b'kisei. And immediately Rav Kahana reviewed this halacha they learned from Rav Ashi 40 times, and it was considered as if it was something that was in his pocket forever. In other words, he immediately did chazara, even though Rav Kahana was the Rebbe. Immediately he did chazara in order to remember this teaching. What a fantastic musar. There are different takes on the lessons that one could learn from this Gemara. But v'damilei kemand manach b'kisei. Even a simple thing that you're not yotzei sudas perm at night, he reviewed 40 times. Kav l'chomer. Our sugyas, which are sometimes complicated, and the Torah, which is so broad, certainly that requires a significant amount of chazara. We're going to end today's daf shir over here on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to post as well a halacha from the daily daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Megillah Daf Zayin. Wishing you a good Shabbos and davening for a quiet Shabbos here in Eretz Yisrael. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect all of His shluchim, who are the shluchim of the entire Yishuv, our soldiers who are doing the most difficult job of putting their lives in danger so that we continue to be able to live the Am HaTorah in Hartzeinu HaKdosha. Have a good Shabbos.